Good afternoon. High pressure is hanging on from the Canadian Maritimes back through New England and into interior New York and New England, and as a result, the weather is mostly dry across the region. However, with the storm system over the Great Lakes sinking southward into the Ohio Valley, we're developing a southeasterly fetch off of the Atlantic Ocean. The result is a bunch of clouds, mainly in the lowest levels, with some sunshine mixed in spots, especially closer to the Canadian border and out into the Mohawk Valley. So overall, we'll call for partly sunny skies and just the risk of some showers, especially closer to the coast, with temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 60s through the afternoon. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, and with that onshore flow continuing, we'll see at least the chance of a few showers and low temperatures back into the lower to mid-50s. As we get into the day tomorrow, that easterly fetch will persist and even increase with that disturbance spinning around through the Ohio Valley and even heading further south into the Tennessee Valley. The result will be mostly cloudy skies again and scattered showers with highs in the mid-60s even through Friday. By the weekend, this disturbance will pull back to the north and toward the eastern Great Lakes. Again, that moist flow will continue, producing mostly cloudy skies both Saturday and Sunday with the chance of showers both weekend days and highs in the middle 60s. As the disturbance lifts out through New York and New England, we run the risk of a shower on Monday before we dry it out on Tuesday, with high temperatures back into the upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches have been issued for the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area back into the higher terrain of the panhandle of Maryland and northern Virginia. As that same upper low drops southward from the Great Lakes, low-level flow is forecast to rapidly increase, resulting in significant moisture transport into this area. Periods of heavy rainfall are anticipated tonight through tomorrow night. Widespread rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 inches are expected, with localized higher totals in areas of repeated activity. And the National Hurricane Center is now issuing advisories on newly formed Tropical Storm Matthew, located about 35 miles southeast of St. Lucia. A westward motion with some decrease in forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Matthew will move through the Windward Islands during the next couple of hours and over the Eastern Caribbean Sea through Friday. Tropical storm warnings are now in effect for the Windward Islands. Reports from an Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is forecast during the next couple of days, and Matthew could become a hurricane by Friday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at San Luis Obispo, California, to a low of 23 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, a shower, perhaps some drizzle, lower 70s. Boston cloudy with a shower, some drizzle or fog in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 46. The record high 83 set in 2014 and in 1959, and the record low 24 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:41 p.m. 11 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with a shower possible today, some fog or drizzle also possible with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower or some drizzle and lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the lower 50s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with a shower possible today, also areas of drizzle with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a shower and lows in the mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a shower possible today, also areas of drizzle possible and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a scattered shower and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly cloudy with the risk for some showers, highs in the mid-60s. More showers possible for both Saturday and Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s. And a shower possible on Monday as highs creep into the upper 60s and back to a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday with highs right around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.